You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
We've got Ty producing the show back in New York, New York City. Yeah, New York City, holding down our fort, along with Jake. Jake is going to be running the controls for the Rangers Devils game that is coming your way at 1 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN. So different time slot for me this afternoon. And hey, listen, I'm okay with it. It's fine. So I'm with you for the next 30 minutes. Greg Wyshynski, a.k.a. the Puck Daddy. I just love that that's his nickname. I just find it adorable. He's going to be joining us around 12:15. I asked him to pop on with us, give us some insight in case you know me. Always like to try to help people win some money. Maybe he's got some plays and some picks for you in regard to the Rangers-Devils game, as well as the Islanders game. That also the puck drops for them at 1 o'clock this afternoon as well. But you'll be able to listen to the Rangers and the Devils right here on 98.7 ESPN. And then I will be back following the game, hopefully back on the airwaves around 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon, taking you all the way to 6 o'clock this evening. So that is what my Saturday is going to consist of. 800-919-3776 is the phone number. That's how you get on board. If you want to talk some hockey, I highly recommend you get on board now. And I'm happy to chime you in to talk to Greg. Because as folks know, if you've listened to me for quite a while, I don't talk a lot of hockey. I don't pretend to know a lot about hockey. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Because we've got a lot of experts on this station when it comes to hockey, like Don LaGreca. And of course, the most handsome member of our team. DiPietro. So anyway, 800-919-3776. So let's dive into what's going on right now. And again, we're going to dive into some hockey coming your way in about 10 minutes with Greg. But we've got the NBA All-Star Weekend happening. And Ty, I know you're a big NBA guy. Like, and listen, this has nothing to do with the NBA. The whole All-Star stuff does nothing for me. Whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, it just does, like, I'm probably going to enjoy the slam dunk contest and the three-point contest more than I'm going to enjoy Team LeBron against Team KD. Like, you know, is this something? I mean, listen, the over-under is at 310 points. Well, I think that's just ridiculous. So, is this something you're going to be tuning into?
Oh, come on. You really going to ask me that? Of course.
Of course you are.
I'm a nerd. NBA
listen,
nerd.
Listen. You know me. I love football. I can't remember the last time I watched the All-Star game or whatever. What do they call it? It doesn't even exist anymore. The Pro Bowl. There you go. I mean, no.
Yeah.
Do you
the best players on the planet compete? I guess is
but
a very
not
liberal
competing.
Way to say it.
But they're not
year,
competing.
Listen, last year, what you have at the end of it, because you got to get to a score. I forget what did he call it. They have a certain phrase for it, but you got to get to a certain score. Like game is 160 or whatever, and now everyone starts to compete. It gets fun. It gets fun in the end.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'm gonna be gambling and wagering on who's gonna win the slam dunk contest. And I love the odds, by the way. I'm curious if to get your thoughts on this on Jaylen Brown to win the 3-point contest +750. Of course, which means for folks out there who aren't aware, you lay $100, you win $750 if Jaylen Brown wins the 3-point contest. Follow my analysis here before you say anything, Mr. Ty. First and foremost, I understand, Curry's the beast. He's participated in this time and time again, but it's been a while since he's won it. Okay, he participates in it each and every year, but it's been a hot second since he's won it. Booker, of course, from what I understand, Booker's not even in it anymore. He won it back in 2018. From what I understand, Mike Conley is in for Booker, last I saw on social media. LaVine, he's shooting 43%, 44%. But here's the thing. I did a deep analysis, on this. His shooting stroke, a very slow process. He doesn't have a quick trigger. And that's what you need in order to maximize the limited amount of time that you have. So Brown, to me, he's got a quick trigger. He's shooting 40% from downtown. And also, like, everything hearing and how he's talking about, like this is a dude who's coming in. He's taking this. He's uber competitive. And number two, he's taking this more seriously, I think, than anyone else. Like, everybody else has been, like, pretty much, not everybody, but the majority of it, like, been there, done that, got the free t-shirt. Like, I think out of all the guys, I think Jaylen Brown is coming into this with a lot more sincerity, a lot more focus, a lot more drive and want and desire to win this damn thing.
First-time All-Star Jaylen Brown, by the way.
First-time
All-Star. But I did have a couple people text me, Anthony Pusick and one of my buddies, Scott Messina. Elam ending. That is the phrase for the NBA, the ending of the game, where it becomes more competitive. You're shooting for whatever the score is that they determine will win you the game. Last year, it came down to a free throw that Anthony Davis hit, which was not all that exciting. But this year, I'm looking forward to it. Durant, I'm disappointed we won't see Durant. He's got that hamstring injury. But you like I said, you get 30 of the best players on the planet playing for one team. It's exciting.
Which by the way, do you feel Durant should have been a captain? Like, you don't think maybe Embiid? You don't think Embiid should have been a captain?
It's a fan vote. It's fan voting media. Like, no, he earned it. Durant's still the second best player in the NBA. I get Embiid's having a better season, but no, Durant earned that. I actually had someone.
When was the last time Durant like put on a uniform, you know, laced them up and played for the Nets?
It's been a while.
No disrespect to KD.
Unlucky season. He's got the injury, but he also had the COVID protocol situations that he went through twice. So it's been very unlucky. But when he plays, he's fantastic. He was in the MVP conversation about 6 weeks ago.
So Ty is trying to convince us to watch.
Go ahead, watch it.
I'm trying to convince you to lay money down on Jaylen Brown to win the 3-point contest. I'll tell you another thing that and I talked about this last night on my Week in Wager show right here on 98.7 ESPN every Friday night from 10 to midnight, brought to you by BetMGM Sports. And I love the odds right now for the Nets to win the championship, let alone the Eastern Conference, and you get that at plus money, okay? For the Nets to win the championship, 3-1 right now. For them to win the Eastern Conference, plus 130. They're killing folks without KD. They're averaging over 120 points a game. They're second in three-point shooting. Since Harden has joined this squad, they've only had two losses to teams that are above 500. That was the 76ers in the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. Okay? And that game against the Mavs, they didn't have Kyrie Irving.
There you go. And I know there's a lot of concern. You know, defense. Listen, this team can play defense when they want to. Their last 10 games, they rank 11th in defensive efficiency. They held the Lakers to 98. Your team, the Lakers, to 98 points. And are you hearing about the Blake Griffin situation?
Yesterday Mark Stein reported that he is expected to land with the Nets. So not expected. Let's phrase it correctly. The Nets are
the possibility.
The Nets are the favorites to land him.
So I like those two futures bets, and I say jump on them right now. Another thing, I looked at the March schedule. I don't want to call it a cakewalk, but I guess I am calling it a cakewalk. Their most difficult opponent doesn't pop up until, I want to say, it's like March 24th or March 26th against the Jazz.
And the Jazz aren't all that difficult.
So this line will not be what it is right now once we get into March. So you know what I like to say, # run, don't walk. Go put some money on this. I really do like the Nets a lot. And I'm gonna throw this out before we go to break, because, again, Greg Wyshynski, the Puck Daddy, is going to join us to break down both the Rangers and the Islanders game. I like putting money down on Harden to win the MVP. And right now you could get it like 30-35 to 1.
He's not going to win it, Anita.
Listen, you're a little biased, Mr. LeBron James over there. You're a little biased. You know, Embiid has leapfrogged over LeBron right now being the favorite.
Yes.
So he's plus 200. So he's 2-1 to win the MVP. LeBron is plus 250. He's shooting almost 45%. He's averaging 25 points a game, and he's first in assists.
And he's 50-40-90. No, he's been spectacular. And I'm actually rooting for Harden because I'm rooting for the Nets. I'm rooting for Durant. The reason why I don't think he's going to win it is because, from a narrative standpoint, I think he disqualified himself with how he handled the Houston Rockets exodus. I think that's going to play into it. Like, that narrative is going to play a large part into the MVP voting, in my opinion. And like you said, Embiid's been the best player in the league this year. So I think if the tie is going to go to Embiid if it comes down to those two. But LeBron, don't sleep on him, Anita. I know you love LeBron. I know you love you some LeBron James. Don't sleep on him.
Okay. Really quick before we take a break, also we've got a golf tournament taking place down in Orlando, Florida. It's the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Arnie baby at Bay Hill. Right now, top of the leaderboard is Corey Connors at 9 under, and then some really impressive talent at the top. Martin Laird at 8 under, Griffin at 7 under, along with Rory and Hovland. Hovland is the guy that I like to win this damn thing. I said on Wednesday on Daily Wager, it was his tournament to lose. You can still get him at plus 450. To win this tournament, and that's another hashtag run don't walk. I just love Hovland. Bryson DeChambeau is up there at 6 under. He's just 3 shots back. Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Paul Casey, M, Hatton, Fleetwood, Homa. So some really impressive names at the top of the leaderboard in that tournament. Of course, round three happening today.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Somebody say puck? Yeah. Let's talk about the puck daddy, Greg Wyshynski. Joining us on 90.7 ESPN. God, I love that. It's adorable. I love your nickname. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I've been driving across the country because we're moving back to Brooklyn from California.
You are?
Daily Wager with, yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. We're NYC people. We're happy to be home, but I've missed you on Daily Wager this week. It's been, I've been away. I think my last appearance was a loss, so I've been chomping at the bit to get back on to start another winning streak.
Yes, we always love when you're on Daily Wager, and I always used to really look forward to my Mondays when I would fill in host for Greg for Doug, and you would be on. So this is nice to have you on my radio show. Thank you so much. We do have a hard out because we're heading right into the Rangers pregame show. So let's start right there. Rangers going up against the Devils today. They've of course 6-1. New Jersey they've given up 21 power play goals from what I understand, right? And the Rangers are averaging 11 penalty minutes per game, second most in the NHL. So how is that all going to play out?
Well, what you're seeing is two teams headed in the opposite direction right now. The Rangers won 2 in a row. Devils, after a brief flirtation with contention this season, have lost 4 in a row. They're right above Buffalo in the basement of the East Division right now. I think the thing that I'm watching for the Rangers that's real interesting is the sudden relevance of Alexis Lafreniere, their number one overall pick, a phenom, a player that came out of the gate and didn't do much this season, much to the chagrin of a lot of people that had him pegged for Rookie of the Year. But he's been heating up as of late, has 5 points in his last 4 games, including a goal and an assist, a really nice goal, by the way, a nice snipe and an assist against the Devils in the previous game. So he's going to be an essential building block for the Rangers for the future, but it's good to see him finding his NHL sea legs now.
You know, do you feel that a lot of his struggles may be because of just, again, we're still in this pandemic, we're still in this COVID-19 environment. Season, I'm sure, is a little off. Young, inexperienced. Why do you feel there's been such a slow maturation period for him?
Oh, I think it's a great point. I mean, I think that everybody's internal clocks have had to be recalibrated. Keep in mind, this is a season that was played without a single preseason game being played. I mean, you have teams that mm-hmm. are just jumping right into this thing. And then obviously, it's been a strange season as well, as insofar as the teams playing within their own divisions and the travel and the whole thing. I think for Lafreniere, though, it comes down to something that we saw with Jack Hughes, the Devils last year, which is that he's a kid. And making the leap mm-hmm. to the National Hockey League when you're that young is a very, very difficult thing. And the part of the game, not only are you an offensive whiz, finding out pretty quickly that NHL defensemen know all your tricks, but you're also a player that's discovering that the defensive side of the game in the National Hockey League is so much more important and so much more emphasized than it is at lower levels. So for kids like Hughes and Lafreniere, both are going to be star players in this league. I'm confident of that, but both obviously have growing pains in their first seasons and trying to figure out the totality of being a National Hockey League forward.
Do you, before we move on to the Islanders, do you have a play in this game? How do you see this playing out this afternoon?
I don't necessarily have a play in this game because I think the Devils are really Jekyll and Hyde this season. But I do like the fact that they're coming back with Mackenzie Blackwood, who I think has the ability to really be a difference maker in the game. So I would lean Devils in this one, I think, if I had to make a play.
All right. Another game taking place, and that is the Islanders. That puck dropped at 1 o'clock as well, and they've won three straight, looking for their fourth. How do you see this match playing out?
Well, the Islanders are a great case study in what the standings look like versus what they are. If you look at the standings right now, if you open up, you know, your app or whatever, you're going to see the Islanders at 30 points atop the East Division. But they played 23 games. They played more games than Boston and Philly. By points percentage, which is what I think is ultimately going to determine the standings this season in case that some of these teams can't play a full 56 games, they're actually third. But the news is that they're a playoff team. And when you look at this division right now, I think you can say the Boston Bruins comfortably are going to be a playoff team. I think there's some confidence that Washington will end up being a playoff team. Then you get Philadelphia, who I think has looked very strong this season. Could come down to one last spot between the New York Islanders, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and if the Rangers can be resurgent, the Rangers could be in that mix too. And the Islanders have showed that they are made of the stuff to be a playoff team again this year. It's been remarkable that Barry Trotz gets as much as he does out of that roster, but with fantastic goaltending and some timely scoring, they're right in the mix.
Great stuff as always. I wanted to dive into what's going on outside of the New York teams, but unfortunately, again, we're a little pressed for time. We have to get out immediately so that Rangers Devils pregame show can kick off. But Puck Daddy, Greg Wyshynski, so thrilled that you are headed back our way. That is awesome. Once this whole pandemic is over, we all get our vaccines. We're back at work, man. I'd love to have you in studio. That would be terrific. So safe travels back, and we're welcome to have you back in New York.
I appreciate it. And it would be my honor. That's awesome.
You got it. He just rocks. Thank you so much, Greg. Thanks for your time on this Saturday afternoon. Again, Greg Wyshynski joining us here on 98.7 ESPN.